Stephen, it's great to get the win considering the weather conditions here this evening.
Yeah, it was a strange game with the weather. It was going, sometimes it was going across the field, other times it was going up and down. So I see the first half, you would have seen it was slow enough because both teams are trying to get used to it. I think it benefited us to go in the first half playing, you know, against it, because we knew it would take time for both teams to get used to it, and we were used to it in the second half, so it kind of added to our benefit. But either way, it was a good performance from us.
How did you feel that the players played overall? How did you feel their performance was?
I feel we played good. I mean, obviously every game, you're not going to play a perfect game every game, so there's a lot of things we can improve on. But I thought the main principles of working as hard as we can and using the ball maybe as best we can, I think we tried to stick to that and stick to that process, and that's something that, you know, we're always trying to improve on, and I felt we definitely improved on that today.
Some new players, some potential good talent, I suppose, to keep you on your toes a bit.
You can even look at the business there. Every you know, team, business, whatever it might be, they need youth coming in, like, and they need that to energise the place, and to you can learn from your youth, the players coming in, just as much as they can learn from us, because it reminds you of when you were playing, were young, and the attitude you had and the drive you had in power. So they're coming in and they're really benefiting, really adding to it, and, you know, we're forming a good team.
Limerick again this time, what are you expecting from?
Expecting a good game, obviously. Limerick are Limerick, they're not going to come out and, you know, not try to win, so they're going to come out and try and beat us as best they can, especially after the last day. So we're just going to go up with the same attitude we go with every game, perform as best we can, and hopefully the win will take care of itself.
What's the plan ahead?
Well, the plan is to just stick to the, I suppose, we don't know, as management will tell you that, no, rather than tell me. But what I feel we're going to do is go and work as hard as we can and play intelligent hurling.
It'll be a great end to the start of a good season. What
yeah,
do you need, I think?
Yeah. Any team would benefit from striking up a good consecutive wins. So, you know, we're not really concerned with winning, to be honest. We're just concerned with performing, and the wins take care of themselves, really. So we're just going out again, performance. We're winning. Sometimes you can perform very well and lose because you might get, you know, concede unlucky goals, whatever it might be. So we know that. So we're not, the winning is a side point, it's performance, and that's what Limerick is all about now. Again, could be a challenge game, whatever it might be, it doesn't even matter because it's a final. We're just going to play the game and we want to keep that performance up.
Yeah, it was a tough one out there. Not ideal hurling conditions. We just went out and kind of, I suppose, worked as hard as we could and got our attitude right, and thankfully we came out the right side at the end.
Yeah, you're taking on Limerick on, well, maybe Sunday. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I suppose we're looking forward to it again. It's a final and gives us another chance to keep the momentum going. We've been able to pick up a good few wins now in the pre-season. But we know it's early days yet, and we're just going to keep working as hard as you can and getting our attitude right, and Limerick will be gunning for us now after the last day, so it'll be another tough encounter.
Yeah, they'll definitely give you a better performance in the last day, surely.
Yeah, you know, I suppose, you know, this time of the year, teams, you know, they're doing a lot of hard training, and fellas are in and out, and it can be hard to kind of sometimes put performances together, and no doubt that wasn't reflective of the Limerick team that we all know.
How do you feel that the new and yourself experienced players are gelling?
Very good. It takes a bit of time to get to know them, but we're all getting on very well, and they're all fitting into the style of play very good, and you know, it's going very well so far, and we're looking forward to starting the league now and moving forward together.
There's a lot of them showing great potential. Hopefully they'll be kept on for the league given championship.
Yeah, you know, even tonight there now, fellas like Michael O'Halloran, Shane O'Keefe, Jack Sheehan, you know, they all shine out very well, and you know, they're pushing some of the older lads for places, and that's what we want, you know. No fellas assure their place, and they're keeping everyone on their toes, and I think that's how fellas improve and get better.
What's the plan ahead, I suppose, after Sunday?
I suppose I think it's 2 weeks in to Clare in the National League, so we all know how big of a competition that is. Everyone wants to avoid relegation, so we're looking forward to getting back into Parky Ring, getting a big crowd down there, and hopefully getting the league off to a good start.
And training's going well?
Yeah, you know, I suppose these are the months to put the hard slog in, get the fitness levels up. Sometimes your body can be a bit wrecked, but, you know, it's the time of year to do it, and, you know, hopefully it'll pay dividends come June.
Yeah, hopefully you have a good end to the start of the season by winning
the league. Yeah, that's it, you know. I suppose we're a team kind of in need of a bit of confidence, and, you know, these games will serve us great, and we just want to make sure now our attitude is right and our work ethic is right, and that's all we can control, and hopefully we'll get the result the next day again.